Unfortunately, we have to begin with sad news, a plane crash that killed one person yesterday in northern Orange County. The sheriff's office says it was a single-engine Beechcraft 35 that took off from RDU before crashing shortly after noon near Route 157 and Breeze Road between Caldwell and Hurdle Mills. NNO reports an eyewitness said the plane appeared to be in distress before they crashed. The FAA says the person killed was the only one on board. In Chapel Hill, police are searching for a missing teen, 16-year-old Colby Williams, last seen yesterday afternoon around Legion Road Extension. Police do not believe he's in danger, but if you have any information, call 911 or contact the Chapel Hill PD directly. Over now to campus, where UNC has a new student body president. Christopher Everett was officially sworn in at last week's meeting of the Board of Trustees. 97.9 The Hill's Reagan Allen has more.
And so in this new role, I hope to keep servant leadership at the forefront of my work, always choosing the best for our students and our faculty.
That was Christopher Everett making his first remarks to the Board of Trustees as the new student body president. The senior from Clayton, North Carolina, will lead the UNC student body of 25,000 for the 2023-2024 year.
I hope to and will make sure that my work and the work of this board create space for all of us at this table, those from diverse identities, experiences, and backgrounds, and making sure that inclusion is at the forefront of our work.
Everett shares some of his emotions while being sworn in as the new student body president.
So I was technically sworn in to the board maybe a month ago, and it was just me and one of the chancellor's assistants. So today I was very, very nervous, more so for my first remarks to the board, because again, this is politics, and you kind of just never know.
During his remarks, Everett focused on his aim to uplift minority voices and represent their needs at UNC.
Having today, I was very, very clear with the board about my intentions for inclusion and making sure there's space for all of us at the table. So being clear about those goals and being proactive about them rather than reactive.
His main goals are to create a space for the graduate representative in the BOT space and to create an Asian American Studies program.
At the time that I met with the Asian American Studies Center back in February, they didn't have a working bathroom. And so there are a lot of different inequalities that me and my team focused on. And that's so much of why we called the campaign Carolina for Everyone, because it was a policy that impacted all of us. And we just definitely wanted to create space for all students and in our administration.
During his campaign, the call for accessibility was a hot topic issue around campus. Everett wants to work with ARS, Accessibility Resources and Services, and RHA, Resident Hall Association, to help make the campus more accessible to those with disabilities.
So just in general, I think a lot of my policies focus on multiculturalism and just wanting inclusion to really be at the forefront, because I think sometimes it isn't, particularly in maybe the Board of Governors or the BOT space.
When asked about how he intends to represent everyone and stay true to his promises, Everett said the following.
Supporting grad students, and I think a large piece of it is also being in these spaces, like go to the meetings, go to their events. Like, it's important, particularly in this role as student body president, let people know that you are sticking up for what you ran on. And so that's one thing. But I think also just in general, accountability and accessibility, but more so accessibility to me, making sure that people can meet with me, can find me, and being very transparent about the things that are going on, and definitely walking that line. But yeah, just definitely just standing on that. And at the end of the day, I don't work for anyone but the students.
Everett said his faith grounds him while working this chaotic job. He grew up religious with both parents as deacons in his hometown church. He says his belief in Christianity gives him the passion to work fiercely to help the community and accomplish his goals.
I think my faith is really, really important to me, and it's the catalyst and the reason why I do a lot of what I do, and I think it keeps me going even when I don't want to go anymore. And so I'm choosing to let my leadership, let the work I do, just be a catalyst for protecting the love and the light and all the good things around me. I think that inspires me, just seeing all the happy moments and making sure that those stay and that my work represents it.
Ultimately, Everett said he's eager to take on this new challenge in his life and serve as the new student body president for the academic year.
There's no greater honor, almost. I think that we all have our niches and our ways in which we impact the world.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Reagan Allen.
In Raleigh, some election news. Republican former U.S. House Representative Mark Walker has entered the race for governor next year, joining a GOP primary that also includes Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson and State Treasurer Dale Falwell. Meanwhile, State Supreme Court Justice Mike Morgan will not be running for re-election next year. He's one of only two Democrats on the court. Other state news, teen drivers will have a shorter wait to get their provisional licenses after a new law took effect earlier this month. Teens originally had to have a learner's permit for 12 months before getting their license. That was shortened to 6 months during the pandemic. It reverted back to 12 at the end of last year, but parents wanted a shorter time frame. So the new law is a compromise. It restores the 6 month period for the rest of this year. Then it goes up to 9 months starting in January. That bill became law without Governor Roy Cooper's signature. He actually co-sponsored the bill that established the longer waiting period back in 1997, and he said he wants a better sense of the new policy's safety impacts. We do have some data on that from the pandemic period. Here's State DMV Commissioner Wayne Goodwin on what we know.
The data's mixed. Our safety advocates indicate that there was a bump and an increase in the number of accidents, but it also was a short period of time. It was less than 2 years. Some states show different data. What Governor Cooper has asked us to do, and we will do it, is for us to monitor the data going forward to see if this does cause an uptick in accidents and the like, and then report back to the governor and then to legislators and see if they wish to, you know, look at it further.
That's Wayne Goodwin there. He also was a co-sponsor of that 1997 law with a longer waiting period. Back in Chapel Hill, the town is planning for future development at its 36-acre property on Legion Road, with some of the land slated for affordable housing and the rest set aside as a park. There's one problem, though, that needs to be solved first, a 3-acre pond held up by a dam. Town officials recently got some more information on that pond. Here's Mayor Pam Heminger on what they learned.
Since we purchased the property, we've had questions about the pond, including the integrity of the dam. And the engineers came back and said that the dam is considered at high risk and something needs to be done before it does break or breaches and it floods out the community next door or does damage to other folks. So we're trying to figure out what next steps. Any step we take would require we drain the pond, because we'll have to figure out if it's spring fed down below. They cannot discern that without draining the pond. So we talked about best time of year to drain it and what this process would look like. I will say the process for draining the pond and moving forward with whatever path we take will take about 2 years. So I don't want people to get whipped up there. Anything's happening right this moment. We're going to hear more back from the engineers. We asked some good questions last night. We talked about the lay of the land and how we are balancing having an incredible park there along with some affordable housing. We did put some money aside out of the ARPA funding and the excess fund balance to look at this issue, but it wasn't quite enough from what we're being told from the assessment, so we'll have to figure that out too.
That's Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger there. You can visit townofchapelhill.org for a letter to the community about the Legion Road Pond, and visit our website, chapelboro.com, to hear the full conversations with both Mayor Heminger and Wayne Goodwin from earlier. And visit Chapelboro for more local news as well, including some details on road construction alerts from the town of Chapel Hill. William Blythe Drive on campus is closed this week for work at the Keenan Flagler Business School. And unrelated to construction, but still a potential hassle for some drivers, the town's online portal for paying parking tickets and buying park and ride permits is going to be down this week for a system-wide upgrade. 6:20, your time. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by the Sheraton Chapel Hill. UNC stands for University of National Champions once again, as the Tar Heel women's tennis team won its first ever NCAA title with a 4-1 win over NC State in the national final. Carolina won the doubles point, then got singles wins from Fiona Crawley, Elizabeth Scotty, and Carson Tangelig to win it all. That's NC Championship number 49 for UNC, second this year after field hockey, and head coach Brian Kalbas is the 14th UNC coach to win a national title. And the season's not over. The NCAA singles and doubles championships begin this week as well in both men's and women's tennis. Not as good a weekend for UNC baseball, though. They got swept by 7th-ranked Clemson in their final regular season series. UNC ends the regular season 14-14 in conference play, 33-21 overall. ACC tournament week now. The Tar Heels are the 7th seed this year in a 3-team pool with 2-seed Virginia and 11-seed Georgia Tech. Carolina will face Georgia Tech at 3 o'clock tomorrow and Virginia at 3 o'clock on Thursday. We'll have both games for you here on 97.9 The Hill. And the top team in the pool will move on to the semifinals on Saturday. Elsewhere in sports, UNC men's lacrosse coach Joe Bresci signed a 3-year contract extension on Friday that takes him through 2026. And congrats to Tar Heel wrestler Cade Loud. He's earned a spot on the U.S. national team for a tournament in Finland this October. In the pros, the Carolina Hurricanes are down 2-0 to the Florida Panthers after a 2-1 overtime loss on Saturday. Both losses in OT, by the way. Game 3 is tonight at 8 in Miami. And the Durham Bulls split a 6-game home series with Nashville, wrapping up the series yesterday with a 6-4 loss in 10 innings. They're back on the road this week at Gwinnett, starting tomorrow night.